With WSIU in focus, I'm Jordan Maddox. The gubernatorial election is in 1 year from today, and while much of the process will be the same, Illinois ballots may look a lot different. That's because back in September, the full slate requirement for third parties was struck down by the United States Court of Appeals in the Seventh Circuit, calling the requirement unconstitutional. Scott Schluter is the political director for the Libertarian Party of Illinois, and he says they're very excited about the change.
Until this decision was reached, essentially we were prohibited from running for a lot of local offices unless we were capable of running several candidates at once, which with different ballot access laws really made it a hard thing to do. So with this, basically, it puts us a little bit closer to being on even footing with the Republicans and Democrats and gives us a better chance of making progress and actually, you know, getting our ideas and our messages out there to people and kind of, you know, letting them make their own choice as to what they think of us rather than just not even being able to hear us.
Before the court ruled it unconstitutional, the statute required any party which had not received more than 5% of the vote in the previous election to run a candidate in every position on the ballot, a full slate, or else they could not run any candidate. So if a Libertarian wanted to run for governor, every other executive position, like Secretary of State and Treasurer, would also need a Libertarian to run. And the same rule applied to local elections. If a third-party candidate wanted to run for coroner, the party would have to create a full slate for that county-wide ballot. Of course, a candidate could run as an independent and not be forced to comply with the full slate requirement, but that also meant the candidate could not receive party help or money. The state argued that the full slate requirement promoted political stability, limited voter confusion, and avoided an overcrowded ballot. Professor Stephen Macias, who teaches constitutional law at Southern Illinois University School of Law, says those are legitimate reasons, but the rule likely hindered those goals instead.
The court said here in this case, this particular statute simply didn't further that interest. In fact, it almost seemed to have the opposite effect. You were, in effect, forcing a crowding of the ballot by making these parties run candidates in every single race. So, I don't think it was that the state's interests were bad. It was that this was simply a bad way of furthering those interests.
And what's more, Macias says the rule violated constitutional rights.
In particular, it was the First Amendment right to associate. So the Supreme Court has decided a number of cases dealing with the associational rights of political parties. And so you can think of this as the party's rights to be able to associate with certain candidates or voters that they'd like to in order to promote their political agenda and their political views. So that's what this particular statute interfered with, was the associational right, as opposed to other First Amendment rights that we might think of, like speech rights.
Now that the full slate requirement is gone, it's likely you'll see more third-party candidates on the ballot. But that also means you'll probably see more people out and about collecting signatures.
You can certainly have ballot requirements, like you have to get a certain number of signatures in order to be on the ballot. And that wasn't the problem here. The problem here is that forcing the party to put up candidates for so many different offices, when they might not be able to meet that requirement, doesn't seem related to making sure that you have at least one serious qualified candidate for a particular office.
But Schluter says even the signature requirement in Illinois is unfair to third parties.
Getting signatures and all that, it makes it a lot harder because our requirements are about four times as many signatures as the Republicans and Democrats.
Schluter says he doesn't believe the signature requirement is needed at all. He doesn't think it has much to do with keeping out frivolous candidates, but instead has more to do with letting the major parties keep control. But for now, he says the Libertarian Party is up for the challenge.
We'll definitely have a candidate on the ticket for governor, for treasurer, secretary of state, attorney general, and for comptroller. As far as the statewide races go, we have several candidates running for state senate and state representative.
Schluter says they also expect several Libertarians to run for local offices. I'm Jordan Maddox.